You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. We're going public today with Dr. Carlos Vargas, president of Southeast Missouri State University. I spoke with him earlier this month during the television program Focus on Southeast. Here's part of our conversation. Southeast recently announced a new pet-friendly community. It will come online in fall 2018 on select floors of Myers Hall on campus. It's part of a pilot program. The addition hopes to meet the lifestyle needs and student expectations of today's college population. So what pets will be welcome, and how it's going to be a small program, I guess, to start with, but what's this going to look like?
Well, it is going to be, we're excited about this. I think it's something that we've been thinking about for some time, and this is going to allow students to, you know, it's not going to be coming over to the university and then going to the pet store and buy, you know, acquire a pet, and then, but it's going to require some protocols. Some the students are going to have to show certain information. They're going to have to show some documentation that the pets are healthy, and there's a limit as to I couldn't tell you in detail which are the ones that are acceptable and which ones are not. But there are some, of course, that will not be acceptable. But for the most part, I think students will find that the they're going to be able to, I mean, certainly dogs and cats will be available, I mean, acceptable. And the problem, for example, is in some cases when you have no control, for example, a bird, I think, you know, it's difficult to keep a bird from tweeting. And so those, I don't know, unfortunately, the details of what pets are allowed. I don't think that they allow snakes or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure people will be glad to hear that.
So, but I think that that's going to be an interesting development. We have received a lot of attention from the media. Washington Post, Good Morning America, they've all actually talked about that. And we are we believe that this is going to actually provide the students with an opportunity to develop their responsibility skills. You know, caring for a pet while actually going to school is going to be an interesting concept. And
was there requests from students and from families for this to happen? Is this something that's been requested, that it has been building over time, and that prompt the addition?
We have received on and off requests for that to happen, yes. And so that's why we have been thinking about whether this is something that we needed to do or not.
Is it fairly unique? I know I did a little reading on that Washington Post story you mentioned. Now, some universities have done this, but I don't get the sense it's everywhere. I mean, it's
not as widespread as somebody could imagine, although there are some places that have done this for probably 10, maybe even 15 years or so. Not too many, again, but there are some. So we cannot claim that we are the very first one. We're happy, certainly, that so many media outlets paid attention to what we were doing. And so we're very excited about seeing how this pilot program evolves.
And so now if you're walking on campus and you're near Myers Hall and you hear a dog barking or a cat meowing, don't panic.
It's all deliberate.
It's supposed to happen.
We've been going public with Southeast President Carlos Vargas. You can listen to or watch our entire interview at krcu.org. Click on Local, and then Vargas Speaks.